Welcome to this audio file of Huron University's Christmas Lessons and Carols for 2020. The carols and hymns are sung by our choir community at Huron, and the lessons are read by President of the Student Council, Chair of the Board of Governors, students from the faculties of Theology and Arts and Social Sciences, the Alumni Association, the senior staff, faculty, and the University President. Canada's Anglican Indigenous Archbishop will conclude our service with a blessing in Ojibwe. May the spirit of this festive offering help to shape the character of the Huron community in hope and love.
Stood a lowly cattle shed, where a mother laid her baby in a manger for his bed. Mary was fat mother mild, Jesus Christ her little child.
Beloved of all faiths and none, all who long for peace and justice in our world, friends all, let it be our care and delight to hear the message of the angels, in heart and mind to go even unto Bethlehem and see the babe, the Word made flesh, lying in a manger. Let us read in Mark and Holy Scripture the tale of the loving purposes of God and the glorious redemption brought us by this holy child. Let us be made glad by carols and hymns of praise. But first, let us pray for the needs of this world. Let us repent for our past neglect in caring for the earth and for our failure to honor the indigenous peoples of this place and to learn from them their sacred relationship to this land. Let us dare to pray with all our heart for the renewal of the earth, for the unity of all God's people, and for the witness of our university college and its chapel to the truth that runs out into love. Because this of all things would rejoice the heart of God, let us remember the poor and the helpless, the refugee, the cold and the hungry, the oppressed, the lonely and the unloved, the forsaken, the addicted, and those who suffer in any way, in body or in mind, and for them that mourn. Lastly, let us recollect before God all those who rejoice with us, but upon another shore and in a greater light, that multitude which no one can number, whose hope was in the Word made flesh, and with whom, because of the Word made flesh, we forevermore are one. The Almighty God bless us with his grace, Christ, give us the joys of everlasting life. And unto the fellowship of the citizens above, may the King of Angels bring us all.
Now may we sing an as it is, quod puer natus est nobis. Now may we sing an as it is, quod puer natus est nobis. This babe to us that now is born, wonderful workers he had wrought. He will not leave that rosy law, but boldly again it bought. And thus it is, for soon he wills, he asketh not, but thou.
The prophet foretells the coming of the Savior. The people that walked in darkness have seen a great light. They that dwell in the land of the shadow of death, upon them hath the light shined. For unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given, and the government shall be upon his shoulder, and his name shall be called Wonderful, Counselor, the Mighty God, the Everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace. Of the increase of his government and peace there shall be no end, upon the throne of David and upon his kingdom, to order it, and to establish it with judgment and with justice from henceforth even forever. The zeal of the Lords of hosts will perform this. Thanks be to God.
Peace that Christ will bring is foreshown. And there shall come forth a rod out of the stem of Jesse, and a branch shall grow out of his roots, and the Spirit of the Lord shall rest upon him, the Spirit of wisdom and understanding, the Spirit of counsel and might, the Spirit of knowledge and of the fear of the Lord, and shall make him of quick understanding in the fear of the Lord. With righteousness shall he judge the poor, and reprove with equity for the meek of the earth. The wolf also shall dwell with the lamb, and the leopard shall lie down with the kid, and the calf and the young lion and the fatling together, and a little child shall lead them. and the cow and the bear shall feed. Their young ones shall lie down together, and the lion shall eat straw like the ox. And the suckling child shall play on the hole of the asp, and the weaned child shall put his hand on the cockatrice den. They shall not hurt nor destroy in all my holy mountain. For the earth shall be full of the knowledge of the Lord, as the waters cover the sea. Thanks be to God.
Dios guardó el lobo, de nuestra cordera. Dios guardó el lobo, de nuestra cordera. El lobo rabioso la quiso morder, mas Dios poderoso la supo defender. Quiso la hacer que no pudiese pecar, si aún su original esta virgen no tuviera. Río, río, chillo, el agua en la ribera. Dios guardó el lobo de nuestra cordera. Dios guardó el lobo de nuestra cordera. Este que es nacido es el gran monarca, Cristo patriarca de carne vestido. A nos redimido con se hacer chiquito, y aunque era infinito, finito se hiciera. Río, río, chillo, el agua en la ribera. Dios guardó el lobo de nuestra cordera. Y Dios guardó el lobo de nuestra cordera. Muchas profecías lo han profetizado, y aún nuestros días lo hemos alcanzado. A Dios humanado vemos en el consuelo, y al hombre en el cielo, porque lo quisiera. Río, río, chillo, el agua en la ribera. Dios guardó el lobo de nuestra cordera. Dios guardó el lobo de nuestra cordera. Río, río, chillo, el agua en la ribera. Dios guardó el lobo de nuestra cordera. Dios guardó el lobo de nuestra cordera.
The angel Gabriel salutes the Blessed Virgin Mary. And in the sixth month, the angel Gabriel was sent from God unto a city of Galilee named Nazareth, to a virgin espoused to a man whose name was Joseph of the house of David, and the virgin's name was Mary. And the angel came in unto her and said, Hail, thou art highly favored, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. And when she saw him, she was troubled at his saying, and cast in her mind what manner of salutation this should be. And the angel said unto her, Fear not, Mary, for thou hast found favor with God. And behold, thou shalt conceive in thy womb and bring forth a son, and shalt call his name Jesus. He shall be great, and shall be called the Son of the Highest. And the Lord God shall give unto him the throne of his father, and he shall reign over the house of Jacob forever, and of his kingdom there shall be no end. Then said Mary unto the angel, How shall this be, seeing I know not a man? And the angel answered and said unto her, The Holy Ghost shall come upon thee, and the power of the Highest shall overshadow thee. Therefore also that holy thing which shall be born of thee shall be called the Son of God. And Mary said, Behold the handmaid of the Lord, be it unto me according to thy word. And the angel departed from her. Thanks be to God.
Thank you. St. Luke tells of the birth of Jesus. And it came to pass in those days that there went out a decree from Caesar Augustus that all the world should be taxed. And all went to be taxed, every one into his own city. And Joseph also went up from Galilee, out of the city of Nazareth, into Judea, unto the city of David, which is called Bethlehem, because he was of the house and lineage of David, to be taxed with Mary, his espoused wife, being great with child. And so it was that, while they were there, the days were accomplished that she should be delivered. And she brought forth her firstborn son, and wrapped him in swaddling clothes, and laid him in a manger, because there was no room for them in the inn. Thanks be to God.
Dis fest in quo Christus natus est, make we join now in this fest in quo Christus natus est.
The shepherds go to the manger. And there were in the same country shepherds abiding in the field, keeping watch over their flock by night. And lo, the angel of the Lord came upon them, and the glory of the Lord shone round about them, and they were sore afraid. And the angel said unto them, Fear not, for behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which shall be to all people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Saviour, which is Christ the Lord. And this shall be a sign unto you. Ye shall find the babe wrapped in swaddling clothes, lying in a manger. And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly host, praising God and saying, Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill toward all people. And it came to pass, as the angels were gone away from them into heaven, the shepherds said to one another, Let us now go even unto Bethlehem, and see this thing which is come to pass, which the Lord hath made known unto us. And they came with haste, and found Mary and Joseph, and the babe lying in a manger. Thanks be to God.
Blue. wise men are led by the star to Jesus. Now when Jesus was born in Bethlehem of Judea, in the days of Herod the king, behold, there came wise men from the east to Jerusalem, saying, Where is he that is born king of the Jews? For we have seen his star in the east, and are come to worship him. When Herod the king had heard these things, he was troubled, and all Jerusalem with him. And when he had gathered all the chief priests and scribes of the people together, he demanded of them where Christ should be born. And they said unto him, In Bethlehem of Judea. For thus it is written by the prophet, And thou, Bethlehem, in the land of Judah, art not the least among the princes of Judah, for out of thee shall come a governor that shall rule my people, Israel. Then Herod, when he had privily called the wise men, inquired of them diligently what time the star appeared. And he sent them to Bethlehem and said, Go and search diligently for the young child, and when ye have found him, bring me word again, that I may come and worship him also. When they had heard the king, they departed, and lo, the star, which they saw in the east, went before them, till it came and stood over where the young child was. When they saw the star, they rejoiced with exceeding great joy. And when they were come into the house, they saw the young child with Mary his mother, and fell down and worshipped him. And when they had opened their treasures, they presented unto him gifts, gold and frankincense and myrrh. And being warned of God in a dream that they should not return to Herod, they departed into their own country another way. Thanks be to God.
Thank you. St. John unfolds a great mystery of the Incarnation. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. The same was in the beginning with God. All things were made by him, and without him was not anything made that was made. In him was life, and the life was the light of men. And the light shineth in darkness, and the darkness overcame it not. There was a man sent from God whose name was John. The same came for a witness to bear witness of the light, that all men through him might believe. He was not that light, but was sent to bear witness of that light. That was the true light, which lighteth every man that cometh into the world. He was in the world, and the world was made by him, and the world knew him not. He came unto his own, and his own received him not. But as many as received him, to them gave he power to become the sons of God, even to them that believe on his name, which were born not of blood, nor of the will of the flesh, nor the will of man, but of God. And the Word was made flesh and dwelt among us, and we beheld his glory, the glory as of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. Thanks be to God.
Let us pray. O God, who makest us glad with the yearly remembrance of the birth of thy only Son, Jesus Christ, grant that as we joyfully receive him for our Redeemer, so we may with sure confidence behold him when he shall come to be our judge. And may the Christ child, who came to save us all, become the source of our reconciliation with one another, as we have read from Scripture and sung of the peace and justice Christ came to bring. Let us resolve to live that peace and not rest until we are all reconciled in the one truth that runs out into love. And the peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in the knowledge and love of God and of his Son, Jesus Christ our Lord, especially in this blessed time, this holy season of the birth of the living Word of God. Gaye Jovena Mishanan Gishi Manado, Nosanan, Gaye Veguisaman Gaye Venedishid Manado, Gagane Gaye Gagane, Mi Gaying. Amen.